great friend of our program in WGN, the Consumer Man, Herb Weisbaum, from Consumer's Checkbook, contributing editor. Herb, good to have you on, my friend. All right, Herb Weisbaum, I think I hear you now, my friend. How are you doing?
I'm here.
Sorry
Hi, John.
About that.
Thanks for having me on.
I'm sure I hit the wrong button. That is usually the answer to the problems.
So. Well, you are a millennial, you know. We boomers think good thing. By the way, if you have a boy, name your kid Max, and then it could be Beta Max.
Oh, that's a really good idea and a compelling one. And I will say the name isn't Max, but if it was, I don't know if I would have changed it or liked it even more after you just said that. It's so good to chat with you, Herb. I want to get right into it just because we've got about 5 minutes.
Yes.
The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is probably not one of the sexy government entities that we know of. It's been around for about 15 or 16 years after the Great Recession. And right now, it's essentially gotten its feet cut out from underneath it by the Trump administration. I just wanted to talk to someone who talks about consumerism all the time. Just kind of your general thoughts on what this means and what it doesn't mean, perhaps.
Yeah, I'm looking at the at their website now. It says 404 editor, which just gets me very, very depressed. I want to just explain that I've been doing this for 45 years, and I don't think there's anything wrong with making a profit. I don't think businesses are evil. In fact, businesses are also consumers that are protected by the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau that a lot of people don't realize. I'm opposed to fraudulent practices, which happens too often. False advertising, deceptive sales practices, lying and cheating. That's why we need a cop on the beat, and that's what the CFPB was doing with financial products. So when people would contact me and say, Herb, I'm having a problem with my credit card or my mortgage or a payment app or some student loan problems or the credit report, the agency won't fix my erroneous credit report, I would send them the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. They actually had a database, a public database, where people could put their complaints. Businesses had 15 days to respond. Just the pressure of knowing it was out there and that people could look at it would usually get them to do right by the consumer. But then they also did a lot of fines and got a lot of money back. Over the years they've been in existence, this little agency that could, and it's a really small little agency, got more than $21 billion back to consumers. I mean, that's some serious money, $21 billion back from companies, and they assessed more than $5 billion in civil penalties, passed regulations, got things changed. The overdraft rule that they did, you'll be charged, that was to charge $5 for an overdraft instead of $35, because basically that's what was causing the banks to handle this. That, of course, is on hold now because it wasn't going to take effect until October. And that would have saved $5 billion a year to the American public. And late fees, if you paid late fees on credit cards, $32 down to about $8. Again, saving $10 billion. These are some serious savings and watching out for the consumer that will not happen anymore because everything is stopped. Rules that are in the works, such as taking medical reports, debt off of your credit reports, that's going to stop. These rules that aren't in effect are going to stop. There were lawsuits brought, like against payment apps for not protecting people and stopping fraud. That's going to stop. I think we're in a very dire situation, and the little people that the administration has said that it wants to protect, including many Republicans, because fraud hits Republicans and Democrats, businesses and consumers, are going to be hurt by the fact that this agency isn't around.
Some people consider the CFPB to have regulatory overreach, meaning that sometimes that people would post things, if the business didn't respond quick enough, there it was in public, and maybe not every claim was true. Just like, you know, like some Google reviews, you know, there's two sides of the story. So maybe the answer was fixing a little bit of tinkering with how it worked as opposed to just saying it should go away. I mean, I'm sure you'd be open to even some changes considering that, you know, you put a review or something up like that or a complaint that really can impact a business if it isn't true.
Well, they didn't just go up like whelp. There was some screening that took place. That's number one. So it didn't just automatically go up. But that wasn't the major thing they did. The major thing that businesses complained about was that they were unconstitutional. Supreme Court ruled they were constitutional. And the fact that they were supposedly having a political agenda and overreaching. I can tell you from covering this agency, rules just don't happen overnight. It's usually a 2 or 3 to 10 year process for all these agencies. They have hearings, they propose a rule, then they have hearings and they have the final proposed rule, and then they have more hearings and comments. You know, some of the things have 30, 40, 60,000 comments. It just doesn't happen overnight. But, you know, and no one likes to be regulated. But as I point out, I've done stories where businesses that are honest businesses have said to me, I can't compete because of the competition that's not playing by the rules. And if everybody played by the rules, there could be fair and honest competition. That helps good businesses as well.
Yeah.
But when businesses are breaking the rules, signing up people for credit cards they never asked for, not protecting them when they make it sound like their investments are protected, giving them horrendous rates, ridiculous fees, hidden costs, I don't think that benefits anybody but the companies that aren't playing honestly with people.
Herb, we got to scoot, but where can people go to read more about what you do?
Just go to checkbook.org. You'll find all my stories there. And next time, I promise we'll get the audio right.
Yeah, no, again, my bad, as usual.
No, it's probably me.
Herb, have a good one. Always good to talk
to you. Thanks, John.